The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hello, hello, hello. Here we are. Another work week. Mm-hmm. Not just a week. Work week. A work week. The two dub.
Nothing like it.
The WW. Hey, Lindsay, can Kyle cook? I don't know if we've talked about this before, but can your husband Kyle cook?
He can cook to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's no gourmet whipping up weird recipes. No. Grilled cheese, mac and cheese, you know, the standard spaghetti. He'll live.
Yeah. So he's not like Riggins' dad when he went to the store and had to call Riggins' mom to say what goes in a salad.
Well, now I could
stuff that goes in the salad.
I could see him doing that because he doesn't eat salads.
But he knows what's
he knows what's it. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Does he go to the grocery store ever?
He actually is the primary grocery shopper now because I cannot take these kids. They are into everything. They get it. They don't want to ride in the cart because they're not babies. Like, it's a disaster. A lot of times I'll just send him a list and he goes.
Yeah. See, that's an option that moms didn't have, you know, back in the day, as they say. Moms couldn't just opt out of doing mom things because the kids were hard to deal with. There's no way your mom could have just said to your dad, I'm not going to the grocery store anymore. You're going to go because the kids don't act right at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the difference is my mom would leave us in the car. We'd be in there for an hour, you know, windows down, no worries, but you got to take them in. But I will say I prefer going. It's not always correct when he does a great job, but I just think I need to see it. I need to know what's available. And it does frustrate me, you know, that I can't go.
I'm honestly, and I'm not saying this to be critical of you, but I'm surprised that you don't do the, where they shop for you at this. What do you call that? Where you just go and pick it up when you order the groceries?
I will tell you.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you the reason I don't. And it's because it takes way too long. If you do a pickup at my Harris Teeter, 4 days out minimum.
Oh, wow.
At all times. So I just say.
Forget it. You have a shopper that'll go do it for you.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not working or anything.
Well, yeah, he goes on his way home and then he gets home later and he's just like, this grocery store thing. I mean, it's a lie. I mean, it's, I get it, but it's better than taking those kids.
It's not, Lindsay. You take the kids and then tell them that they got to behave or leave them at the store. You got to threaten them with things like that. Like,
they behave.
The security at the store will keep you. I will leave you at this store. That's the kind of stuff moms need to tell kids to get them to behave.
Oh, I know. Well, they behave, but Delilah wants to walk and she's slut. You know, it's just, such a hassle. Like,
that's
it's
not
just,
behaving. If you don't want her to walk and then she wants to walk, then that's misbehaving. Leave her at the grocery store.
You're staying here.
You've got to threaten kids.
Yeah.
With things that might scar them.
Yeah.
May not scar them.
No.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh. Spooky season.
Oh.
I've never gotten excited about Halloween stuff. I get excited because the fall is here and I like the fall. But I mean, I would never be all excited about this is a top 10 Halloween activities that people are excited to take part in this month.
Oh, I'm ready.
Number 10, they're going to play a trick on somebody.
Ooh, don't trick me. No.
Like a jump scare. Number nine, take a child trick-or-treating. Why is that always at number nine? That's one of the things you should look forward to. About the only thing an adult should be looking forward to about Halloween, I would think.
Yeah.
Wearing a costume is number eight. Attending a Halloween party. Oh, number six, visiting a pumpkin patch. Oh, we're going to the pumpkin patch. Hey. Number five, carving a pumpkin.
Oh, I hate that.
Number four, hand out candy at Halloween. I guess, you know, that's different than taking kids trick or treating, but yeah, handing out the candy.
Mm, I do love that.
Number three, display Halloween decorations.
That's number one for me.
Mm-hmm. Number two is consume pumpkin flavored foods and drinks. Oh my God.
Okay. I'm down with that.
And number one activity, and 48% of people said they're going to do this, watch a scary movie.
Okay. Yeah. That's not for me either.
Yeah. I don't like it.
The cheap scary ones I love. The real scary ones I don't.
Yeah. Somebody was on TikTok the other day. They said, I wish Netflix had a category for semi-scary movies. I don't need to be like jumping out of my skin. Do you have like moderately scary movies?
Yeah.
It's yeah, like, ones that aren't as grotesque and all, you know, I could see that.
Yeah.
But the handing out the candy, I like that, you know, sometimes, but I don't know. It is always very, I don't know. I just don't like it when, because I grew up with the kids who, you know, obviously being polite and all that, but a lot of kids aren't polite about it. And I still, I don't hate it, but it's something that is always, obvious to me. I notice when little kids are, you know, when you just say, oh, hey, so you're having a good time. Yeah. You know, because I grew up being raised to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and no, sir, and all that. And so were my kids. Yeah. As little kid saying yeah to an old man, it still flies all over me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
and I would say that it's, you know, just because I live amongst a bunch of Yankees and all, and this whole area is transplanted people who aren't Southern. Mm-hmm. But even the Southern parents don't raise their kids to say that anymore.
Well, that's,
and I think at that point they need to have their Southern card revoked. I really do. And I'm judging you and your children. If you're Southern and your kids aren't saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and yes, sir, no, sir. Yeah. I'm judging. Mm-hmm. Not in a good, I'm judging harshly.
Yeah, we're talking to you.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I don't know if anybody else has seen this video. There's a video that's gone like mega viral. It's got 20 million views, but it's at a high school girl soccer game, and it doesn't look like it's affiliated with the school at all, but all you see in this video is the ref walking over to the sideline where all the parents are sitting. And all he says is, you think I want to ref seven games in 24 hours? Does it look like I can do that? The only reason I'm reffing all these games is because no one else would take the job because of you. And he like throws out his finger at a small group of parents sitting over there. And then about 50 other parents sitting around them start applauding the referee. So I guess what had happened is that there were a couple of parents that were being extra vocal and critical of the referee, and he had had enough and
Good for him.
He confronted him then right during the game, and he was applauded for it. And then that sort of opened up the conversation. Has sport parents, are they going too far? But I don't know that this is a new problem. However, I don't know if it's a problem that existed when TJ was playing sports all the time. Were parents going crazy when you were in, when you were playing?
There would be one every now and then, but it wasn't just constant. You know, it seems to be constant now. And again, I think that the reason that parents were more civilized back when I was a kid playing is because soccer hadn't infiltrated our culture as much as it has now. Mm. Yeah, because, you know, all of those European and any other country where they, you know, soccer is their number one sport, they all act like a bunch of hooligans.
Yeah, not wrong.
But I've never
experienced soccer from the beginning.
Yeah, I think I've only seen this happen at like baseball games or football games. I've never seen parents getting that vocal and that aggressive during a soccer game for high school kids.
And are they getting on the ref or getting on the kid? I'm confused. They're talking crap to the ref.
It wasn't clear if they were yelling at the kids or the ref, but the ref had had enough.
Yeah, I think that, and I see a lot of it in these little tiny kids playing football in full pads and stuff. And you see the parents going ballistic at those games and everything, which I don't believe in anyway. I don't think kids should be playing football at that young of an age and in full pads and playing the way that they do. I think they should wait till they're a little bit older before they start, because football is a different deal than baseball. I mean, yeah. It's a completely different mindset and physicality and all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I just don't think they're ready for it at 6 or 7.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. You had a unique situation with your dad who was so into you playing football. Did you make a note to yourself, like, I can't do this if my kid wants to play sports? Or do you think he did a great job?
No, I was saying, my son never did. He had no interest in playing football or anything, so I didn't have to worry about it. But I did say, you know, when he was born, that I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to take him to the doctor and say, okay, I know you say he's got pneumonia, but can you give him a shot so he can play in the cold and the rain Friday night?
Right.
Yeah. Right. But that's kind of a low bar to set. You
know. Right.
I'm not going to do that. Okay. Well,
good.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I saw that they have created the world's most expensive cheeseburger in Spain. $11,000 for this cheeseburger. And, you know, people do that a lot. You know, say it's got gold flakes in, you know, whatever, just to be able to say this is something that we have and it gets attention and all that. So I didn't even go read the ingredients in it. Because it just reminded me of something my brother was telling me the other night. And he could not stop. He called me just to recommend this. It made such an impact in his life, or has made such an impact in his life. The garlic butter burger from Sonic. He called me, goes, have you had that burger, that garlic butter burger from Sonic? I said, no. So I'm figuring that, you know, he's not going to spend $11,000. He'd think that was ridiculous, but to him, the most valuable burger on the market right now is the garlic butter burger from Sonic.
Now, is this garlic butter on the bread?
I don't know. I think that I've seen it. I believe it's one that has sauteed onions on it.
Okay. I could get down with that.
Yeah. So he goes, I mean, I know you're on that diet, but as soon as you can get off of it.
Maybe it's like two pieces of Texas toast, like garlic bread.
And that may not even be what it's called. Let's look here. Yeah, I've got the internet. I could look it up. Okay, yeah, it is the garlic butter bacon burger at Sonic is returning. Seasoned beef patty, creamy garlic butter, American cheese, crispy bacon, mayo, and grilled onions on a toasted bun. It looks delicious.
Ooh.
And then he did add to it and get extra mayonnaise.
Oh. To make things a little more caloric. Yeah. Yeah. So not a mayonnaise.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing that sends it over the top. Make sure you get extra mayonnaise.
Just do a dip. Hilarious.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I can appreciate that.
I'm looking at the picture of it now, and yeah, my mouth is watering, and I would love to have that at this moment.
He does know you're on a diet, and this just makes it.
Yeah, he just said, whenever you come off of it.
I know, but it makes it hard.
Yeah, and Sonic is 5 minutes from here.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they have to put, it's on a toasted bakery bun. Oh, a bakery bun, you say?
Oh, which bakery?
Those are my favorite kinds of buns, ones that are from a bakery.
Yeah. As opposed to,
what does that even mean? Anybody else is getting their buns from the mechanic shop.
Yeah.
Wow, my mouth is watering thinking about that though.
Yeah. Same. The garlic butter bacon cheese, whatever it's called. Yeah,
with extra mayo.
Yeah, make sure you get extra mayonnaise.
I only 5,000 calories. Well, at that point, what is an extra mayonnaise? You know?
Yeah. It's not like it's going to go from, being not fattening to fattening.
Right.
But I am going to get one. I got to have it now.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to TJRiggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
You know, I often say that if a preacher's sermon is boring, then I'm not going to be able to keep up with it, even if it's the best information that I need, you know, for a church service.
Oh yeah.
Now there are some pastors that I've noticed through time that take that a little bit too far. You know, they're good public speakers, but then sometimes they go over the edge a little bit. And I think that's what happened here with this Pennsylvania preacher who came out with what the story describes as an assault style rifle. Ooh. Now, I don't believe in the term assault rifle. I think that's stupid. And so I will not give in to using the term assault rifle. Because any rifle or this pin could be an assault pin if I decide to throw it at somebody.
Right.
So anyway, he comes out with what I'm guessing they're trying to describe as an AR-15. And he immediately shows that the firing pin has been taken out of it, that it's not loaded in any way. And he's using it to illustrate clearing the room, you know, like, I think it says Matthew 11:12 and 1 Corinthians 2:14, teaches that believers were intended to encourage spiritual violence toward unbelief and the lack of faith, not towards people.
Okay.
They said in the story that he was even pointing it at people while he was preaching.
Okay.
This guy.
I don't care whether the firing pin has been removed, whether the you're showing 10 times that it's been cleared, like there's no ammo in it at all. It's not loaded at all. You don't point a gun at people.
It's literally the first rule you learn about guns. You don't point them.
You don't point it at anybody or anything that you don't intend to shoot.
Right. I even knew that. And I don't know much.
Well, I would hope you would know that. Your daddy's a retired U.S. Marshal.
Yeah, it's literally the first thing he ever told me was, if there's one thing you got to know, don't ever point a gun unless you're going to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what happens? Does this pastor get to continue being the pastor of the church?
I don't know. It just said the police were called and this is what happened. And I'm surprised people weren't getting up and leaving. Unless they were afraid, thinking that he would shoot.
But, I mean, anywhere.
You can make your point without, you know, bringing props into the sermon, that are, you know, real guns. If you wanted to bring a prop, then you should have brought a Nerf gun in there and said, this is a real gun. Imagine this being a real gun.
Yeah. It's like, who are you, Carrot Top? You're a pastor of a church. Just preach the, you know what you got to do.
Yeah, you have one job, and it's not that.
I bet you they collected more in the offering plate that week than they had in a long time.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, there will be a new episode of TJ and Jody's House today.
Ooh.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. We finally made it through all of our busyness.
That's exciting. I know a lot of people were wanting the return of that show.
Yeah, well, one of them was not me. I was not wanting the return of it, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think all moms can relate to this, whether they should be relating to it or not, but I think most moms can relate to. And I know you probably can, Lindsay. Listen to this lady.
I asked my husband for a day to myself because he has a lot of hunting trips coming up, and you thought I was like asking to go to Europe for 2 weeks or something. So I shopped the whole morning. Guess where I am now? My parents' house, because they're out of town. So I'm going to eat my lunch, and I'm going to kick back, and I'm going to take a nap because there's nobody here. Literally the best thing I've ever thought of.
That's genius.
Like, sounded like she was about to start crying when she started talking about having lunch by herself.
Well, you know, given the fact, if he made it a big deal and said no, and, you know, that's silly. Good for her.
Well, she just said he acted like she was going to Europe or something. He's probably like, wait, what are you going to do? What? Where are you going? What? You know, he probably didn't say, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I can completely relate to that myself, except saying this is literally the best idea I've ever had. I'm not a big fan of throwing the word literally into every scenario, like younger people are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I could have fixed a better lunch for her. It looks like she was eating chicken nuggets and a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Oh no, she needed to go all out there.
Yeah. Yes. but yeah, I mean, that is the thing. Hey, my parents are gone. I'm just going to go to their house.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
But TJ, I get your reaction. What you're saying, like if your significant other came to you and said, I just need a day off. You're like, okay, well, what's going on? Like, why do you need the day off? That's fine.
Yeah.
But like, what's really going on? Are you overworked or overwhelmed?
Yeah. You'd want to know if you had done something wrong, if there was something you were doing that was upsetting her. Mm-hmm. Or any of that kind of stuff, because men don't, she said a lot of hunting trips coming up, but men don't say, I just need a trip away because mm-hmm. I'm so stressed. I just need some time away. Men just say, hey, it's fun. I'm going hunting. Men and women don't look at things the same way. So
right. If
she just needs the time away, he's probably wondering, wait, what is wrong? Why do you need to go? What are you running from? That kind of thing.
You're my problem, dude. You're going on too many hunting trips. Sorry. I think that just
Yeah, too many hunting trips, which for a lot of women would be one. Yeah,
true.
A lot of the wives would think it's just one is too many.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to TJReagans.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yes, Now Trending and always trending. I don't know what that means.
It means it's got to mean something to somebody.
I'm just trying to be dramatic.
I get it. Well, today is a day to be dramatic. Today is Columbus Day. Now, Columbus Day, this is when Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Is that what we do on Columbus Day? Is that right?
Yeah, and then he discovered America.
Okay.
I think it's the day he landed.
Okay.
In America.
Was it 1492?
Yeah.
Or was it like 1992? Just kidding. I never remembered the date.
The most important thing this year, though, is that it is Columbus Day, and not Indigenous Peoples Day. It's a celebration of Columbus, not a trashing of Columbus like it has been over the last few years.
Yeah, I did know because Rob had mentioned, he goes, oh, it's Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day. And I had completely forgotten because we're working. Do a lot of people take the day off today?
Yeah, I think national banks and things like that, they're off.
Okay. Oh, and school.
Yeah.
Yep. And school. I forgot about that. That's more important to Lindsay when those kids are going to be home and she's got to handle them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's not / Indigenous Peoples Day. It's Columbus Day officially.
It is Columbus Day officially.
I changed it. Yep.
Okay. So happy Columbus. Yeah. Happy Columbus Day. Over the weekend, you probably saw the news. Diane Keaton died. Legendary actress. Mm-hmm. Diane Keaton.
Love her.
Yeah. I mean, so many great movies. Father of the Bride. First Wives. Yeah, sure. Did you like that one?
Oh, it's my favorite movie of all time. I loved it.
So do they know exactly what it was? Because I haven't seen it. I just saw that whatever it was happened and then she declined quickly.
I keep seeing that same headline. A friend of hers spoke out and said, you know, she had been suffering some health issues lately. She had lost a little bit of weight. But the 911 call that was released, somebody just said, we have a person down. So unclear of the cause of death. But yeah, she seemed young and spry and just like sort of bubbly, you know. Even recently. So yeah, a lot of people mourning the loss of Diane Keaton. Great actress, right?
She was 80 or
79. Yeah.
70, yeah. So, I mean,
yeah. And a lot of people are criticizing her relationship with Woody Allen because Woody Allen is, you know, a lot of people have strong opinions about him, but she had a number of famous boyfriends, Al Pacino. She dated Warren Beatty for a while, but never married. I don't believe.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Woody Allen.
People have strong opinions about Woody Allen for sure, and his current relationship with his adopted daughter, I believe, isn't that how it worked?
Mm-hmm. Soon-Yi.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. So, but obviously, we're not going to let that get in the way of losing a fine actress. Al Pacino said she was the one that got away, and now he's married. What would you think about that if you were married? And you heard your spouse say, oh, yeah, she was the one that got away.
And then isn't he a new father?
I believe so.
At his age.
I would be livid.
Yeah.
If Kyle said that, I would be like, okay, go get her. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
See ya.
Yeah. So people mourning the loss of Diane Keaton today. And then TMZ has a great headline today. Taylor Swift makes her NFL season debut. She showed up at the Chiefs game last night and pretty dramatic way to phrase that, wouldn't you say?
Love it. Love it.
We've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah, with the best radio show in America. just won that award.
That's right. We did. We're going to put it up on the mantle somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know what TJ would say, but TJ, would you agree that Lindsay and her husband, Kyle, don't seem like the kind of couple that's like constantly pranking each other?
Yeah. I don't think they seem like they prank each other. Mm.
I can't put my finger on why I think that, but they just don't seem like they're running around like, oh, I got you. I got you.
Because we're not nerds, you know? That's fine. Although I do have a very good friend, her and her husband do it constantly. And I'm just like,
have they been married a long time?
Not as long as me and Kyle. And the last one she did, y'all know this girl. She's one of my best friends. The last one she did, she got one of those dissolving
swimsuits. I saw that one. Yeah.
Yep. So what? And he wore it on vacation in like Cancun or something, whatever they were. He got in the pool and it evaporated.
Oh my gosh. That's not a prank. That's like, that's almost assault.
That's assault, brother.
You're not kidding. Well, there's a prank that's really taken off on TikTok, and it's only women pranking their husbands. And basically what women are doing, they're taking a picture of their bathroom and then using ChatGPT to add a picture of like a hunky shirtless plumber and then texting their husbands, hey, by the way, the plumber is here to fix a leak and he's taking his shirt off and the whole thing is kind of weird. What do I do? And then sharing these text exchanges on the internet. So all the husband's reactions are like, what are you talking about? Why is he shirtless? Tell him to call me now.
Why is he shirt? See, I don't have to do this because I just have a long guy that just takes his shirt off that's hot. I could just, it's real life. Yeah. It's real life.
Okay. So is he the one that owns the thing?
Yeah.
That's very unprofessional.
Yeah.
But it is a difference in taking your shirt off while you're working outside someone's home and while you're working inside someone's home.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
So that's kind of funny though, that they do that.
Yeah.
That prank.
Do you think it would be as funny if the husband was pulling this prank on his wife and there was any kind of, even if she wasn't, didn't have her shirt off, if she was like, let's say it's the housekeeper or something, and she's bending over provocatively. Do you think that prank would exist or make her laugh?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I'd be skirting in the driveway, getting home quick.
I think most women would.
Well, and I think when it's revealed as being a prank, that would be the difference as well. I think most men are like, oh, why would you do that? And most women would be like, well, that's not even funny.
Yeah.
You know, exactly.
That must be what you want. Yeah. That's probably what you want. That's why you came up with that. Is that what you're saying? That you want some maid running around here half naked while you're at home?
That's a great point. It would never happen the other way around, but you can go check them out because people are sharing exactly how to make those pictures for yourself. And it's much easier than you might think. So we've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, you constantly hear older people say young people just don't have any gumption. They just don't have any desire to be better and make something of themselves and all of that. And I think older people have been saying that about younger people for a long, long time. But I'm here to tell you, this is a young man who does have a dream, and he is explaining what his dream is. And I got to say, I'm kind of in awe of this fella's desire to reach this goal. Listen, wait, I got to turn it up first. Listen.
So this girl asked me what my biggest dream was, and I was like, you know, I ain't never really thought about it, but I guess my biggest dream would be to put my hands through a series of highly intense heat treatments. I'm talking, I want to be able to hold 160 degrees right there in the palm of my hand. And then I'm going to go to the nearest Mexican restaurant. Not no Rancho Grande BS. I want something that I can't pronounce. Okay? I want the real deal. And then, when they bring out my sizzling plate of fajitas, I'm just going to grab it right off the cloth and I'm going to look him in his eyes. And I'm going to set it down. And right when he goes to say, be careful, that plate, I'm going to be like, hot. No, it's not. It's not. Not for me. It's not hot for me. Then I'm going to eat, and I'm going to be king white boy of the year at the local Mexican restaurant. But yeah, no, I ain't never really thought about it.
Let's dream big, baby.
You know, that reminds me of that dream that I have of just learning how to play the tutung 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 of In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. Just that one drum breakdown. So I can walk up to a set of drums anywhere I want and just pick up the sticks and do that. Tutung 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 tutung. And then put them down.
And then walk, just walk away.
Oh my God, that guy's good.
Yeah. That guy's funny. Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it though.
And he can be, he's able to use this little trick more often than you're going to be able to do the drum solo.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, it's almost like the day that I cracked the code on the pegboard game at Cracker Barrel. I knew from then on I would always be able to do it, and I would leave people in awe. And I have.
You have, yep. I'm impressed every time you tell me that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's those little things. I mean, you can dream, you know, to own your own company someday, or you can dream of all these other things, but it's the little dreams like that that are unique that really make you feel like you've accomplished something.
Mm-hmm. Set you apart.
Yeah. Imagine if you could take a hot plate of fajitas and just hold it in the palm of your hand with no protection and it not even be hot to you.
It's going to burn your skin off, but yeah.
Can you train your hands to do that?
No.
Yes.
You can condition them to do it.
Sure. You ever seen people cooking and they flip like a chicken breast in the pan with their fingers, or they pull stuff out of hot oil with their fingers? I absolutely think you can do it.
Hmm. You just don't have skin left on your, I mean.
Maybe not.
Oh, well.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Lindsay had a big weekend. When we left Friday, she was getting ready to go to the pumpkin patch with all of her friends and their children. And she wasn't going to have her husband with her. So they were taking their family Christmas card pictures there. And Lindsay was just going to be the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So did that go well?
And boy, was I a photographer. I have about 10,000 photos on my phone just from that. Every family, I got positioned by the pumpkins. No one was, you know, we had to wait till everyone cleared the path, but we made it happen.
Well, and that was Saturday during the day. And then your husband came home Saturday during the day.
Yes.
After that?
Well, no, my husband never came home. He was gone Thursday to Saturday night.
Okay. Well, I was wondering, because I saw on your social media that y'all went to a whites only party or something.
A white party. It was the formal of what he had for the weekend. So I met him there.
Oh, so yeah. Okay.
And then.
And why was it whites only?
I don't know why they did white party. I don't know. Probably not the best timing.
Oh, a white party where everybody wears white.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And yeah. You know,
what I was doing was making a racial double entendre. Right. There. Right.
Yeah. It just wasn't good timing with the did, 'cause you know, Diddy started that whole white party thing.
Yeah.
Like, was that necessary? I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know they did white parties in the fall and winter.
Exactly. So, of course, I wore winter white.
Of course.
Of course. I mean, you know. But yeah, I got everyone's pictures, and I need to delete them off my phone because it's like taking up all my storage.
Exactly. So did they have you keep taking them? Like, they would come out and look and go, I don't like that one. Take another one.
You know me, I just went ahead and did it. I just went ahead and took like 50 per family. I just kept going, okay, you go here. Okay, go here, you know.
So did y'all even have time to do pumpkin patch activities with the kids?
Oh, yeah. I was there 3 hours.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Phew. This particular one has like a lot of other things too, like kids zone to buy tickets for, and you know, a corn maze and the whole thing.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, we stayed all day.
Corn maze. I know. Shoot me now.
Yeah. You know what's popular now for the, you know, what they're saying is popular now. It's disgusting. It's like a corn pit.
Oh yeah. We used to do that with the kids.
So gross.
It's just a bunch of dry corn instead of a ball pit. It's dry corn.
Yeah. I like took off Brooks's socks and like corn was just falling out. I was like, I'm going to throw up. Like, this is disgusting. Mm-hmm. He's like, I think I swallowed some. I'm like, oh, super.
I heard it stinks in there too, in those corn pits. Yeah. Somebody posted one on TikTok over the week and they said, it smells like a fart in here. I don't know if that's true.
Well, it smells like a pig pit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweaty kids in corn. Yeah.
Oh, sounds great. I miss those days so much.
I bet you do.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, the morning is just zipping by.
Absolutely flying. And I know a lot of people are not working today. Today's Columbus Day. So everybody remembers that phrase. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue on the Mayflower and the Nina and the Santa Maria. Or is that the Pilgrims? I you know what? It's tough to remember.
The Nina, the Pinta.
Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
That's the one.
I love how Rob gives a little like tongue twister on that.
Santa Maria.
Like, okay, calm down. You're not that smart. Calm down.
He likes you to know the proper pronunciations of things.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was also on them boats.
It's true. So it is a national holiday. Columbus Day is the top trending topic at the moment. Over the weekend, a really disappointing box office for Tron Ares. That is the new Jared Leto vehicle. It is the, I believe, the third Tron movie. Now, these movies have been around since the 70s or 80s. TJ, do you remember seeing the original Tron?
Oh, I didn't see it, but I remember it being out.
Don't be silly.
I wouldn't see it.
Yeah, the original had Jeff Bridges, and it was Harrison Ford, wasn't it? Or somebody?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
What's it about? Robots?
I think so. I think it's robots, it's sci-fi, and it was one of the groundbreaking sci-fi movies in when TJ was growing up. But it's clear his movie choices have not changed much.
Yeah.
I've never liked sci-fi at all.
Yeah. So it was a pretty disappointing box office. I think it made $30 million. Not a good opening for a big budget movie like Tron Ares was. So disappointment for them. Taylor Swift is set to make a big announcement on Good Morning America. And who knows? She says she's tired. So it's probably not going to be a tour announcement because that would be insane. But a lot of people suspect that it's going to be some weird, like, oh, this is my new album on vinyl. And it's going to have one extra song on it. You know, she's notorious for putting out different editions of the same album over and over and over. So we'll see what this is.
Yeah. And complaints coming from every direction on her new album. One, that it's nasty. Another, that it's falling in to the patriarchy, because she's talking about wanting to have babies with Travis Kelce. And then other people just saying it's not as good musically and also, but people still buying it up.
Sure.
Which still. I don't understand. If it's not that great, why are you still going out and buying it?
What if her announcement is that she's pregnant?
A lot of people saying that she might be making a pregnancy announcement. Is there any way that that could happen?
No.
No, I don't think so either. No. But it would be interesting to hear, wouldn't it? So Taylor Swift going to make an announcement. Good Morning America today. And then what else is happening? And everybody's following up with sort of the news, you know, about Diane Keaton, the iconic actress passing away, star of Father of the Bride, The Family Stone, highly underrated Christmas movie.
Yeah,
she's got a bunch of great films under her belt. So she has passed away at the age of 79 years old. There's a lot of video trends on the internet. I discovered a new one, and I think you're going to absolutely love it. Lindsay will hate it. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, I hope you don't have a case of the Mondays. Happy Columbus Day to you.
Happy Columbus Day, indeed. And, you know, I love when people are like, I'm already putting up my Christmas tree. I need it this year. I think that's so funny, like how people determine how early they're going to put up their Christmas tree based on whatever's going on in their life, if they're stressed out. But God bless you. If it's going to make you happier to put up the Christmas tree and skip Halloween, I'm all for it, because I am quickly becoming a Halloween hater.
Yeah.
I mean, I really am. I don't like the decorations anymore. I think it's pretty annoying. These 10-foot skeletons that are in everybody's yard. Where are they keeping those things? You know,
well,
questions.
I can tell you, I have a good friend that has a few of those $1,000 huge skeletons. She has a storage unit just for Halloween decor.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And they're getting stolen. People are stealing those things now. It's a trend.
It's like, how are you getting that? Are you taking a ladder with you? Like,
I don't know.
I don't even know how you get that in the car. But I'm all for, if you want to skip Halloween, move right on to Christmas. I got no problem with you. I think that's great. But one of the trends that's happening on TikTok over the weekend, it's called Ralph Lauren Christmas. A lot of people using the Ralph Lauren aesthetic to decorate for the holidays. And what is the Ralph Lauren aesthetic? Well, it's like navy, blue, and hunter green, you know, the colors and the fabrics that you associate with Ralph Lauren. You can't escape that if you're on TikTok. But one of my all-time favorite video trends is unboxing videos. I love watching people open a brand new iPhone and they peel that little plastic away off the screen. There's something very satisfying about it. But I saw an unboxing video this weekend that puts all other unboxing videos to shame. I think it's crazy. I think Lindsay will find it vile. Here is a woman. She did an unboxing video for her dead cat.
Oh my gosh.
Perfectly preserved. She had it stuffed. And I guess this is just like taxidermy, but she ends up putting the cat up on her fireplace mantle. And it is something to see. We've got the video on our YouTube channel if you want to go check it out. But it is just a black cat that's been stuffed.
I think you have forgotten that I wanted to stuff Teddy. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. She wanted to have her dog mounted.
So I am actually here for this. I am here for now. I know it doesn't go with my, what do you say?
Your aesthetic.
Yeah. But I kind of like it.
Well, what I was about to say is, because people, if you're not watching the video, you can't see what the woman looks like. So I was going to describe her as looking exactly like a woman you would picture who just had her cat stuffed.
Yeah. Like to a T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all checks out is what you're saying. Everything about this story checks out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I guess that means that Lindsay looks like that woman.
Well, I didn't do it. And let's keep in mind, I have a husband that didn't let me. So she clearly doesn't.
Good point.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So, Lindsay, how many years have you been married now?
You always ask me and I never know. Eight?
8 years. Okay. So when you got married, if you don't mind my asking, who paid for the wedding?
My parents.
Your parents did. Uh-huh. Okay, so the traditional, your parents paid for the wedding.
7 years.
What are your thoughts on this trend that is, possibly going to be the future of weddings, where the wedding gets brand sponsored? Like the bride would wear a logo of a company on her wedding dress or something like that. And things would be sponsored throughout to pay for it.
I mean, good for her. If she's got that following and she's got that kind of pull and it's free, I mean, I would have done it too, you know, depending on how it looked, of course.
But yeah, I mean, they're just talking about regular people, not even influencers.
Oh.
58% of people would be okay with the brand inspired cocktail. 57% allow a brand logo at the reception on the tables and signage and all of that. Yeah, why not?
Why not? I mean, because weddings are so expensive these days.
33% of people would allow the brand's mascot to attend the wedding. It'd be like you look up and the king from Burger King is sitting out at the wedding.
Yeah. It's like, hey, is that Grimace is here?
That's where it gets weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then this is one that I would not be all in on. 18% of people would be willing to mention the brand in their wedding vows.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I'm still looking at weddings as being a religious, you know, ceremony and all. But yeah, I mean, when my daughter gets married, if there was a way that I could just paste a logo across her veil.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Heck yeah. Because when you're talking about the average wedding now is like $50,000. Like that's insane.
Yeah. And I want my funeral sponsored as well. I want logos on the casket, the whole thing.
Absolutely. Make sure that happens.
Yeah. Have the preacher say that, you know, you can't see him because it's closed casket, but he's wrapped in a cozy earth bubble curl blanket. That's his favorite. Get that at tjriggins.com/deals. You know, the whole 9 yards.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
There's a video going around, and it seems like it could be an older video that has resurfaced, but it's a man who has upset many ladies, especially feminist ladies. And it's just a short clip. Listen.
Hey, y'all ever noticed when the weather's going to get really bad, they set the big booty girl down and they get the real meteorologist out. Old Tom will come and tell you how bad it's going to be. Y'all agree.
I couldn't understand.
He said, you ever notice when the weather is going to be really bad, they sit the old big booty girl down and bring out the real meteorologist. So Tom is going to come out and tell you how bad the weather is really going to be.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Man. Y'all great. I mean, talk about a guy that cuts up a lot. You can just tell this is a guy that's cutting up a lot.
Yeah. I don't think that upsets me. It's just hard to understand him.
Well, I mean, a lot of women, because not just saying that the woman doesn't have the capability of really she's not taken seriously. So when weather gets bad, they have to bring somebody out there with credibility. Not just that, but the fact that he just describes all weather women as big booty girl.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
He's right though. When the weather does get bad, they bring in like the veteran meteorologist. That is true.
It's like 80 years old. He's like, I've been here a long time.
Yeah. Well, but he's probably the chief meteorologist. So, you know, he's the one that's in charge, and you got a tornado coming and you need to make sure that you got the A team out there.
That's true.
Running the show.
I get that A team out to be right half the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Not in a severe weather situation. A severe weather situation, they pretty much know it's on top of us, and here's what we're looking out for and all that. But if you're just given the forecast, they're like, oh, big booty girl can do that.
Yeah. She's fine.
Terrible.
It's great.
But it's only offensive if it's true.
Right.
Remember that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey. Now Trending. Go, Riggins. Go.
Taylor Swift is the top trending topic at the moment. She is making an announcement on Good Morning America today. And a lot of people have their suspicions about what she's going to announce. It doesn't sound like she's going to launch another worldwide stadium tour. She said previously that she's just a little tired. So it doesn't sound like she's going to announce any tour dates. She just put an album out. So people are kind of curious. What is it? Lindsay suggested maybe she's going to announce she's pregnant.
Well, she's tired.
She is tired, but that can't be right. They're not even married yet. She couldn't possibly be pregnant.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. I've been spending too much time around you, TJ. I'm starting to think like you as well.
I mean, you've heard the new song.
About? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know what Lindsay's talking about, but TJ, what could she be announcing?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know.
Could be the smallest thing that they make a big deal out of, you know, but either way, I'm not hearing good reviews about her acting like a darned old smut mouth in these songs. And, you know, talking about your sex life with people who know your significant other is trash. It's just that you have no couth. And I don't care who you are. That's like if you're an unknown couple and you go to your friend's house for a dinner party and you talk about the ins and outs of your personal sex life, then you're trash. If you're a singer and your significant other is a famous football player and you're talking about the details of your sex life in a song, you're trash.
Well, and I love how they asked her soon-to-be sister-in-law on their podcast how she felt about that one song talking about his, you know what?
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, yeah, it's awkward. Like, now I'm looking at him like, okay, I know everything about you.
Yeah, but she lets her little kids cuss.
True.
So.
But, you know, it's not a good look.
Mm.
So, but how could she be pregnant?
Yeah. So we'll see what she actually announces. We'll have some updates later in the day in case you're following that story. Today is not only it is Columbus Day, so a lot of people are not working today. Today is also National No Bra Day. So this is just sort of a reminder. It is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So if you're not feeling the bra today, leave it at home. Not a big deal is what is what today is all about. Have haunted houses gotten out of control? New TikTok trend I want to share with you coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Everywhere, being all over the social medias and the internets.
All over. We're everywhere all the time. That's mm-hmm. sort of our role, especially TJ. He works two jobs. You can't get away from that guy, quite honestly.
No, I wish I could.
Are you exhausted at the end of the day from talking so much?
Yes. And hearing myself so much.
Yeah.
Can imagine.
Yeah, that's got to mess with your head a little bit. You should probably see a therapist about like why am I hating the way I sound because I've been talking all day. Yes, maybe it's not that complicated. But there's a great TikTok trend. It's been a long time since I've been through a haunted house. I think it was with Lindsay actually.
Yeah,
years and years ago, Lindsay and I walked through a haunted house to get some like freaky audio of Lindsay getting scared. And I think that was it. I think that was my last foray into haunted houses.
Same.
But they're so intense now, these haunted houses and haunted trails, and they're all over the place. A lot of haunted trails and haunted houses are introducing a type of jewelry you can wear. It's called a Nobu necklace. And it's a big sign that you wear around your neck, and it says Nobu on it. And the characters that work in these haunted trails will see that sign and go easy on you or not interact with you at all.
Oh, I thought it meant that you just couldn't get a significant other.
No boo. I got no boo.
You're looking for a date.
Yeah. Well, what's more embarrassing, not having a date or having to wear this necklace that says I'm too scared to be, you know, freaked out by you? I think
My question. Why even go in?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Why even go in? If you're that scared, you're going to submit yourself to wearing a huge chain around your neck with a sign on it?
No.
Just stay home. Maybe haunted houses aren't your thing.
Right.
Our friend, handsome husband, Michael, every year starts trying to talk Jody into going to a haunted house or a haunted trail or something. He's dying to get her to go into one of those things. And I guess he thinks that each year there's another chance that he can wear her down and get her to go in. But, you know, those are two things that she just will. There are two things she will not even entertain. And that's going into a haunted house and getting in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the two things.
What do you think she would do if she were in one of those really intense haunted houses?
She'd probably freeze.
Yeah.
And they would have to just turn the lights on and carry her out of there because she would freeze.
Like, we have another one. Turn the lights on.
Yeah. Would she cry?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.